Hey, Sherry, this is Justin. Can you hear me?
Hey, welcome,
Absolutely.
Justin.
Hello, Justin.
Wow, look at this.
I
Great.
know.
Excellent. Well, let's see where we get to.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be on the air because I was feeling a little scrambled this weekend with the year-long retreat. And with the sub-personalities, we were asked to identify like day three or four. I identified feeling the need to control information and then feeling overwhelmed also. But what I wasn't able to see was those two things totally work together, because here I am trying to control the situation and I'm not able to control the situation because we can't really control anything. And then immediately after, I feel overwhelmed and just like I want to give up.
So
But
you
yeah.
saw them as a tag team.
Well, I didn't see them as a tag team, and I was getting all scrambled because I was trying to figure out, like, well, which one is it? You know, these two things can't exist simultaneously. But then we had the assignment with the duality, like, I think it was 2 days ago, about how they work together, and then it just totally clicked. And it was like, of course, those two things are working side by side, and they're feeding off each other, and it's all just a big setup from ego.
Exactly. And we get to see that constantly, right?
Mm
You're doing too much. You're not doing enough. This is great. No, nothing is working, right? Whatever is going on with us when we're identified with ego, whatever is going on with us, that opposite is just waiting, right? So that time will pass. And as soon as the time for that side of the duality passes, it flips you over into the other side of the duality. And then that time passes, it flips you back into, and the really sobering or terrifying, however you want to look at it, aspect of this is there are hundreds, if not thousands, of those dualities.
Yes, and that is such a good point because it seems like where I'm see what I'm seeing in my practice is it doesn't even matter what the duality is. It's just
That's
ego
right.
just wants your attention. So if you go down the
That's right.
rabbit hole of trying to figure out every single duality, you know, figure out air quotes, you're never going to figure
Yep.
out anything, and you could
No,
be
that's
stuck there for a
exactly
long
right.
time.
A long time, a lifetime, a lifetime.
Exactly.
Yeah. So just quickly,
Quickly.
that when I often with talking about dualities, I'll use an image of a ping pong match. So ego one is on one side with a paddle, ego two is on the other side with a paddle, and the human being is the ping pong ball.
Oof. Yes.
Just getting smacked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, which
Right.
is what you're describing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then yeah, and just as yeah, as another thought, it totally I'm now understanding why we record and listen to bring our attention to this here now. Like my understanding
Yes.
of recording and listening, yeah, we record, you know, what ego's telling us, but then we want to bring it to the present because that's the way to get out of the duality, right? We don't need to further, I don't know,
That's
intellectualize the
right.
duality or analyze it,
That's
right?
right. That's right. You just see it, you hear it as if somebody else were saying it. Inside the head, it's me, right? It's ego. And I'm thinking this and I'm feeling this and this is my life and this is true and this is real. You hear it on the recorder and go, "Well, no. That doesn't actually hang together. That's
Right.
not terribly intelligent, right?"
Yes.
And that, yes, that's the magic of it. And then, of course, where are you seeing that from? What caused you to pick up the recorder? What is enabling you to say all of that? What's enabling you to hear all of that? What's enabling you to see that it's crazy? That's who you are.
Right. Yep. That seems like where we want to be.
That's it. All right. Thank you,
Very
Justin.
good. Yeah, grateful to be on.
Great
Thank
to
you.
hear your voice.
Go happy.
Go happy. Oh, Bob, one success.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's a miracle. So
Thanks,
grateful.
Justin, for being our maybe our only successful person today, but we'll try someone else.
All
And I think
right.
that rather than me talking, I think I'm just going to try and bring on another person because we don't know when this will end. Okay,
Right.
let me try someone else. Next caller, you're live, hopefully. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Emily from Seattle.
Oh, Emily! Bless you, bless you.
Yeah, I'm using a new platform, too, so it's all new.
It's, you know what, Emily? Emily, just stop there just for a second, okay? Just stop there.
Yeah.
That's the deal. It's all new, isn't it? We're living in a brand new world. We're living in a world nobody has ever lived in before. Not any of us, anyway, right?
Yeah.
And so if we have that perspective, then we're not going to look to conditioned mind to find out what's going on or to have a reaction. Yes.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Right. It's like a new kind of openness.
Yes. Exactly. Where we can just live in what now? What now?
Yeah.
What now?
I was just like, okay, well, I'll try it. Everyone else is trying everything.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
All
right.
So
go ahead.
So with beginnings, I was looking at kind of this really obvious duality of beginning a task that's a really large task, like obviously something you can't do all at once, something you would do a little bit at a time, like that it's just, it really gets me this kind of like duality of you got to do it all now. You don't stop
perfectly,
till you're finished.
Emily.
What?
Emily. Perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And because when you finish, you'll feel the way you want to feel, and you'll have what you want.
Yep.
So keep going. And then the other way is just, you know, the opposite. Like, do nothing, and then you're going to feel like, ugh, can't make anything happen. It's overwhelming. Just don't even bother starting because it's
too much,
and I'm going to feel awful. And I just
as if you're
really
not right now
feeling awful,
right?
Yeah.
As the voice is telling you, just give up. You can't do this. This is impossible. It's too much, right? Or even taking the excitement of, oh, I get to start something. I can work on this. I can focus on this. But you can't focus on that because you have to focus on how you need to do it and how you need to do it right now.
Yeah.
In either way, right, it keeps you from enjoying the moment that you're in.
Yeah. And I just see that all and how it could be, you know, just sitting there in the same situation feeling good or feeling bad. And
that's right. And you know, Emily, with that thing that we were just talking about with Justin, that's the whole point, right? That you've narrowed down the duality. You could either be feeling good or feeling bad. And if you're present, you're going to feel good. If you're with ego, you're going to feel bad. That's the ultimate duality, isn't it?
Yeah. Was that a duality, like presence or not presence?
Well, no, it's not. It is how it is that ego turns into a duality. Because then it makes being present a thing to do rather than just how you are.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right? Yes, it's a sunny day. You're alive, you're happy, you're grateful. That's not a duality, but ego turns it into a duality. So see, Emily, you could feel that way all the time. Now, here's what you need to do in order to feel that way all the time. And it slides us right over there into ping pong ball land.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that cough. Tell that person
it wasn't
not to cough.
Me.
Tell them not to cough. We don't cough nowadays. Yeah. All right.
Oh, right.
Well, good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You are very welcome. Great to hear from you.
Well. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. And whoever that is in the background, be well
yeah,
too, okay?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Emily. Bye-bye.
All right, Sherry, I'm going to try and bring on one more person.
Bob, we're drunk with success here, aren't we?
No, I'm sticking three for three, but I really shouldn't really push it.
Yeah, we'll try.
Might be our only success today. All right. Let's see. All right, next caller, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
This is Jennifer from Whidbey Island.
Well, hello, Jennifer. Good to hear
hello.
Your voice, too. And everybody is so very clear when it finally works, so that's a blessing. What are you seeing?
That's a miracle. Here's what I saw with the morning snafu with the call and all of the unmuting part.
Mm-hmm.
I had the – it was the most refreshing thing to hear you talking to people. If I were identified with ego, I would be, like, crawling away in shame and, you know, having all kinds of – even though I was muted, I'd still be in trouble. But but instead, it felt like I jumped into a cold lake of water, and it just woke me up.
Uh-huh.
And it was very refreshing. It just had me laughing.
Uh-huh.
I was just laughing, and I'm amazed by this response because – things have been pretty difficult around here circumstantially lately.
Yes, yes. I know a little bit of that, Jennifer, so I can sense how incredibly difficult things are right now. And to me, what you're pointing at that's so helpful for all of us is, so you got on the call, right? You were muted. I bet you felt pretty present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, whoa.
Right. And then you realize as soon as you have that dip in the cold water, whoa, being really here is very different from thinking I'm here.
Yeah.
Or guessing I'm here. Right? So when I write here in all capital letters, that's it. There's here and then there's here. And it's
right.
The here that we're going for, right?
Yes. And it's so refreshing. It's one of my favorite. I used to love to jump into freezing cold lakes because it was such a wake up.
Yeah.
And it just felt
just
like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Great. And then I'm having the exact same duality everybody else is talking about where things are urgent, must manage it now, and it's overwhelming and impossible, and I'm helpless. So,
yeah,
like ego one and ego two, and the circumstances are exquisitely timed to have that one pop up all the time, all the time, all the time.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's good
because, well, it it's always been true, right? It's always been true. It's just, it's so in our faces now. It's just so undeniable now. And so, you know, again, it's the cold water. It's the it's what has always been possible for us to be truly present with the human being, and we'll put little quotes beings, right? Because sometimes there's more than us involved in our experience, and so we can either be wholeheartedly present with the human being, or we can be pretty much off with ego, noodling around about stuff that's not happening, right? And so to realize, yeah, so this is big. This is real. This is now. And I want to be 1,000% here for it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crucial.
It's crucial. It's as safe as we can be, right? It's as it's all the well-being that's available to us is right here. Not ego's thing of trying to escape the circumstances or drag us into urgency and overwhelm or what, you know, however, not to try to take us away from this here now. We need to be fully present right here, because this is where the best that is possible for us exists.
Yeah, it's our best bet.
It's our best bet. That's it. Yeah, well stated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and thank you
to
all of you technology people. Oh, my God, blessings upon you.
Brave souls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Showing up, showing up, showing up, showing up. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
well, you take good care of yous.
I will. Thank you so
all
much.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show, and I just want to offer my sympathy to Ash Winnie for all she tried to do to make that work.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When I jumped in,
and well,
I experienced about a third of what she did, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. It just, and, you know, we hear this constantly now. You know, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. And, boy, is this our opportunity to all be in this together. You know, people could rail at the platform or rail at, you know, God, just when we need this, it's not working, that kind of going with ego reaction, or we could just really get it that we're all in this together. And just root for everybody who is trying to make something work for us, trying to give us, as Jennifer just said, the best bet we've got. So thank you, Bob. And, yes, thanks to Ashwini, wherever she is out there in in technology
well,
land.
And if I could say one more thing about this all. And,
please.
And this, the other thing that I was just saying for myself is that, you know, part of that for me is like, why would I think that I would be somehow immune from what the rest
yeah.
of the world is experiencing? Why would I think
yes.
that this platform would work perfectly when nothing is working perfectly at the moment?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and so
yes.
it's just, I mean, it really is like, you know, we're all, you know, it's, we are all in this together.
Yeah, we're all doing the best that we can. And again, that's one of those things that is really apparent at this particular juncture. You know, and to be patient and kind and compassionate and show up the best we can, that really is the best we can do.
Yeah.
Be grateful for what happens. Be grateful. And, you know, with the thing that happened today, you know, this is awareness practice. So getting to see what ego does to us is far more valuable to us than having everything go perfectly so that we can stay asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good to be thrown into that ice-cold water. It's good to be pushed into wakefulness and see, ah, there's ego. There's ego. I don't want that controlling my life.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well thank you, sir.
Thank you. And I'm gonna read today's assignment because I can.
Right. Yes, good. So, good job.
So here's our assignment for today. Self-hate holds in place the suffering over an issue by making it, you, wrong. What self-hating voices do you hear around this process? Write down the self-hating messages. Example, there's no hope for you. You can't even get a start on doing something you enjoy, like traveling. RL what you see. Note, never record self-hate messages.
Yeah, write them down. Don't record them. Yeah. All right.
All right,
well,
Sherry,
thank you, Bob.
And we'll be back with everyone tomorrow.
Right. We'll do our best. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.